In today's episode, Mike stops playing a game to pick up another, Samantha goes to the big city, JJ makes a mistake, and I just don't want to be hurt again. This is episode 68. Concludes the business minutes of the Funsphere Game Club.
Throw sand on the fire.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm jumping in here.
Wait, I have a question. Are we doing the games first?
Yes.
Yes, we'll do games first. How's that sound?
Okay. I'm BlizzCon Samantha.
Okay.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Tears of the Kingdom, Mike.
Okay. Tears of the Kingdom, Mike. Wow.
Well, Tears of the Mike Dumb.
Yeah, well, Tears welcome. Of the Mike Dumb.
Oh. Burn. Got him. All right. Well, welcome one and all to Funsphere Game Club. And believe it or not, we're actually going to talk about games this time. It's been a while. So why don't
what,
we just
three
go-
episodes?
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty long stretch for us.
Well, yeah, considering it's Funsphere Game Club.
Mm-hmm. Yep, indeed.
We done gone all movies.
Yep, we've gone Hollywood, baby. let's see here.
Yeah, we were scabs. Now the strike's over. We'll talk about games.
That's right, back to the coal mine for us. All right, why don't we go around and talk about some games that we've been playing since our last episode, where we've talked about them. Anybody feel free to start?
No one's going to start.
All right, no volunteers, then it's victims. JJ, why don't you start us off?
So I'm playing two games. Currently, not for broadcast. Still playing that. And I'm also playing Gloomhaven, because I didn't want to buckle down and do the Baldur's Gate yet.
Tell me about Gloomhaven.
I haven't heard of that.
Yes, it's hard. It is. It's brutal. So it's a board game that would probably take about 90 hours to finish the board game, probably 2 years to finish if you had friends to play it. And it's really hard to get a lot of people to play that game. So I was like, well, let's try it digitally. They released it on the Switch, I think, in September. So I thought I would get it before I did Baldur's Gate and after I finished Final Fantasy 16. And I think it's a mistake right now. I'd rather just play the board game with imaginary friends by myself.
Okay. So this was first a actual physical board game, or it is available in a board game?
It originally
format.
Came out in a board game.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So what exactly makes it take so long? Like, what's so difficult about the game?
Well, it's a card driven game, and each character has their own specific thing, so you have to understand what they do. So you have to kind of understand how the players play. So if you have five or four other people playing with you in the game, they can kind of master that character. But if you're trying to do it all by yourself, it's kind of tough. And then you can level your characters up, and if they have certain quests in the board game, and once they finish, they're out of the board game, you can kind of level them up till they're done, and then their story's finished. And so then you can start bringing in other characters. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. So if the four of us were playing the board game version, if your character finished his prereqs and all of his quests, then he's done. And then you can just play another character. So there's, like, hidden parts in the game. So there's boxes that you can't open until you get to a certain part. So the great thing about it is you've got this big board game, but, you know, like 40 hours into it, it's like, I finally get to unlock this part. So I'm kind of at this the beginning stages of the digital part of it. And trying to see how that converts over to from the board game. And it's different because it's a lot of cards, a lot of things, just a lot of upkeep. And then it's a really messy board game because there's a lot of parts.
That's wild.
Yeah. They stream it a lot on Glass Cannon, and I remember watching like a 4-hour stream. It's like Skid and three other guys, 4 hours to clear one room.
Yeah. Oh. So okay. And that when I first met Skid, that was the game he was currently playing at the time, and I was so intrigued because I was playing Jaws of the Line, which is the smaller version of Gloomhaven, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to play it, and it finally came out on Switch, so that's what I'm doing now.
Hmm. I think it's funny, over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of, like, the board game stuff has come to digital versions for people to play. I think that's always been a real good thing, because, I mean, back in the day, the NES version of Monopoly was about as deep as I ever got into a board game.
What about Battle Chess?
Oh, you know what? I did play Battle Chess. That is true. So, but that's one of those things. I always thought that, like, lent itself really well to have, like, video game versions of games. But if you, like, if that was your one Christmas present, like, if you got Sorry, the video game, I mean, it's not going to be a good time.
Did you guys ever play Jeopardy?
Yes.
On the NES? Or I guess it was on the NES and the Super
NES. And the Genesis. I actually have a copy on the Genesis.
We had Monopoly. Sorry, go on.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, that game was so hard because even if you knew the answer, getting it typed in time.
That's right. There was
impossible.
There were very few keyboard attachments for the NES or the Genesis back in the day.
You couldn't M&K? M&K no. Hacks?
Well, in later games, they just let you, it's like multiple choice.
Yeah.
But in the old ones, it was, no, you type in the answer.
It'd be funny if you had to, like, because Jeopardy, you have to, like, write your answer, right? So it'd be funny if they made you draw the answer.
Oh.
Oh! You know what? There was another game that I had. Now, this is going to be probably for me and JJ that'll have the memory of this. Remember Win, Lose, or Draw? The TV show? Yeah, there's a game. There's a game. Mike, you know our the copy of Bonestorm that Joey got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just a label. The actual game is that it's Loser Draw.
We had all those game show and board game games on our PC.
Gotcha. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, you don't lose parts that way. You don't lose, like, any important thing. And you don't actually have to spend, like, 6.5 hours setting it up like a game of Mousetrap, only then to just spring the Mousetrap eventually because you're never going to play the game.
Oh, my God.
I will give someone $20 if they can explain, how Mousetrap as a game is actually supposed to be played.
Man.
Because I'm very convinced no human being has ever played a full game of Mousetrap.
No, I was babysitting.
You just set it up and... set it up and you set it off.
I was babysitting this little girl. She's like 5, and like her favorite game was Mousetrap.
Oh, no.
Okay, and then she wanted to play it, so I was like, okay. And then I was trying to set it up, and it was taking a while. She looked at me, and she said, do you even know how to set this up? And I was like, no one does. And she's like, my mom does. I'm like, good for your mom. And then we did not play it.
We never owned it, but I always wanted to play it.
Yeah,
and every time we were over at a house that had it and we go to set it up, they were always missing pieces. So we could never play the game.
Yeah, missing pieces or didn't actually know how to play it.
Yeah, but even if you had 100%, you know, all the parts for that game, it just still doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know, I mean, you
it's so cool.
You're so dependent on the old man who has to dive into the bowl. And if he messes up, the game is not as cool.
Oh, well, that's cool. Anything to say about Not for Broadcast?
I love it. I love that game. It's full motion video, so that's the main reason why your brother suggested it to me. And I thought that, you know, you're just pretty much controlling the media. All these crazy things that are going on, you're just running this... This news channel, and you can kind of pick which pictures that you want to go on and go to broadcast and what you want to show. So there's that kind of story and all the inner workings of the station itself and all the things you have to do to keep the station going. So it's great. It's great. And if you explain too much, it's really spoiler heavy. So, but no, it's
okay. I won't ask you this. I do have a follow-up question, okay, though. So knowing the industry that you're yeah. in and that Mike's in and that my brother's in, is this just like a work simulator for you? Like, is it like if I was playing application simulator on my Xbox, is that what this
yeah,
is
at
for
points,
you?
At points in the game, yeah, it does hit a little too close. But yeah, so it doesn't feel like work, though.
Even watching the trailer, though, it's I couldn't understand what the actual game was because it's everything.
Yeah,
because you might remember these two ragged on me for playing both Lawnmower yep. Simulator and Power Wash Simulator.
Well, Power Wash especially because you were like, I'm not playing that.
Yeah, you were very adamant that you wouldn't enjoy it, and yep. then you enjoyed it
and beat the entire game. Yes, I did.
Well. Technically, you didn't, because you didn't beat the Final Fantasy one.
Yeah, that's correct. Free DLC.
True. I beat the core
There
game.
Are some lines that Josh won't cross. No. Don't you mix fantasy with my reality.
This not final sighting. I'm not interested. Stucco? No. Stuck no.
Got nothing for you. All right, Samantha, what about you? What have you been playing?
You know, I've really, because I've been up in New York City.
Yeah, I think you need to specify exactly where, again, you
New
were.
New York City.
New York City.
I thought you were in the Hamptons. Wasn't that the thing? Or was that
Queens.
The summer you went? Oh, Queens, okay.
So I haven't really been playing any games. But
gotcha.
BlizzCon did happen, and the Overwatch updates I'm really excited for.
Okay.
They teased some new heroes, which is fun. And it was really cool because the new tank that's coming out next season, they had him live for that whole weekend, so everybody got to try him out, which I think was really fun for everyone. He's crazy. He's got some cool stuff. His name's Malga. He's Samoan.
Oh, okay.
He's got two guns named Gunny and Cha-Cha. he's got really funny voice lines. Like, I think he's gonna be fun. But what I'm really excited about is they are revamping competitive, so everybody's getting like a soft reset, which is nice. And they're taking away, like, now you have to like win 5 games or lose 15 to see what your rank is. And when it used to be, like, after every game, your points would like go up or down, and so it wouldn't feel like you win 5 games just knowing that you're gonna D-rank, right? So it's like kind of a punishment almost. Now you see your progress after every match, and it's like you're this percent away from the next rank. So you're just having okay. they're giving more information. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the soft reset for everybody.
If what I do can you think about the acquisition?
I don't know what this means.
So I was gonna ask, so you mentioned BlizzCon. This is the first year, I think, that I've not heard anything negative that's come out of it. I think that was pretty interesting.
Don't think Microsoft would have had anything to do with it.
No.
Because it's so recent that they were probably planning everything before.
Yeah, I think the Overwatch team, or BlizzCon itself, or the Overwatch stuff?
Just in general, anything.
Yeah.
Do you think that it will be positively or negatively impacted by Microsoft buying them?
Well, I guess it depends on how much they try to meddle, because I don't think there's anything wrong with the Overwatch team themselves. I think anything that's happened has been because of, like, higher up.
Yeah.
And, like, the team is really transparent and communicative, and they, you know, they listen. And you can tell they really care about the game.
Yeah.
So I think that is what depends on it. I don't really... No, I don't know enough about the business side of things to know what will happen.
So I gotta ask, I remember when the first Overwatch came out, a lot of people were really hyped for it, and it had like a esports league and stuff like that that developed. I heard that just got shuttered.
Oh,
did
yeah,
you hear anything about that?
Again, I'm not the right person to ask. I didn't really watch it. I watched the World Cup a little bit because that was fun.
Okay.
I think they can keep doing that. Maybe they'll bring it back now they have more money. Probably all depends on how the game performs.
Yeah. I will say, is your opinion that the first one was a bigger game, or is this one bigger?
I
thought it became the same. It was the same game, right?
It's pretty much the same game. They.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of changes, but like overall, it's like just like a revamped Overwatch.
Okay. Gotcha. And Mike, I was just going to say, I think Microsoft's strategy, if I was reading correctly, is they're not really looking to interfere with any of these companies they buy. They just want to kind of bolster their games that you could consider like first-party games. Now that they own all these companies, those games are just going to be considered their games. Because, you know, they don't really have a very good track record for the last two generations of producing a good first party game. So I guess their acquisition is, if you can't beat them, buy them. And I think every other studio they bought, like from Bethesda and whatnot, they all say they're pretty hands off. They just bankroll it, and maybe they want it to be Game Pass exclusive. But
I was going
to
say, until they start setting boundaries as far as availability.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. I don't know. I'm just...
At least, since you're a PC player primarily, then you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
If you were, like, Sony only, then it might get hairy.
Then I'd be maybe a little worried about the potentiality of them taking it off PlayStation. But that would be dumb.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Why? When they can make money from two SKUs. They can sell it on Xbox, and they can sell it on PlayStation.
Yeah, and Switch. It's still on Switch, which I don't understand. It's impossible to play on Switch. I don't know how anyone does that. Not even because of the frame rate, just because of, like, the movement is so weird. It's nothing like playing on PlayStation or anything. Like, it's bizarre.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys ever try, oh, my God. What is that game? I'm blanking on the name. That free-for-all that started out on Sony?
Fall Guys?
Yeah. Did you guys ever try Fall Guys on the Switch?
No, nope.
Man.
Nope.
Every other player besides yourself moved it like 2 frames per second.
And I'll say this, the more and more games they try to bring to the Switch, it just makes it more and more obvious this thing does not have the power for this. Like I saw like when Mortal Kombat 1, the one that just released a couple months ago, came out. Oh, they were showing some atrocities on the Switch version. And, like, apparently they're bringing that Harry Potter game to the Switch, and everybody's like, uh-oh. So, I don't know.
There's a Final Fantasy 14 Fall Guys collaboration going on right now. I've never played Fall Guys, though, so I don't care. But they added a Fall Guys-esque thing to the Gold Saucer, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
Mini game.
Well, if you play Fall Guys, you should definitely try it on the Switch. It's a great experience.
It's free, and it's pretty funny.
It is a fun game.
Oh, it's totally fun. The Switch is...
It is. It's just like Wipeout.
Oh, that show.
A video game version. Yeah.
Show slash
Or MXC.
Yeah.
Well, there was other news, by the way.
Okay.
From the Valley. From Dreamlight Valley. Not Stardew.
Oh,
well, Stardew, okay. I'm still waiting on the 1.6 that's going to come out pretty soon. But for Dreamlight Valley, I was actually kind of happy about this. They are not going to go free to play for the full version of the game. They said they want to keep bringing like premium content to people and not like having to do a ton of microtransactions, even though, I mean, it's still possible, but I don't know of anybody who's felt... I'm not super big in the community, but I have never felt compelled to purchase Moonstones because you get 100 every day for free.
Yeah.
Didn't they get in trouble, though, for the physical release?
Did they? I don't know. I didn't even know there was going to be...
I thought it was... there was something like... because, you know, if you pre-ordered, you were supposed to... Or the version that you got... Mm-hmm. You were supposed to have access to everything. Like, that was the whole point, was you're paying for it, a game that was going to be free to play. So you were supposed to be, like, vetted for whatever came out in the future. And then they came out with a physical release, and they were like, here's some stuff that's exclusive.
Oh, exclusive.
And so people that pre-ordered were pissed because they were like, we're supposed to get that content.
I didn't think that was the case. This sounds like a Overwatch 2 PvE / Watchpoint Battle Pack miscommunication to me. But also, I don't know. I have to look into it because I was under the impression that when it became you, all you were getting was full access to the game, which was going to be free to play anyway, a whole bunch of moonstones, and these exclusive items. Not like everything in the future, because I didn't buy the most expensive one. I bought like the one tier below it.
Middle.
So maybe the one, the higher, the more expensive one was that, but like, I don't know. I'll have to look in that. I just saw they weren't doing free to play, and I was happy about that because, I mean, I'm gonna have to buy it on PC anyway since PlayStation Cloud won't move, and it's still barely playable on Switch. But.
Yeah, Angela still runs into so many glitches and bugs.
It's just, and it's so slow. It's like, it's unplayable. Like, you would think they would have a way to optimize these things.
Well, she was playing it on the Xbox.
And it's still, yeah.
It's still buggy.
Oh, it was buggy when I played it, when we played it for the episode, yeah. On the Xbox.
Probably runs, I've heard people on PlayStation have a decent time, and then PC is best. Which hopefully I can still play PC games after I try to.
That whole
we did watch that event that they did.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you probably know more than me.
It was pretty funny. Because they're like, we're celebrating our 1 year and we're still not finished with the game. Like, it's still not officially released.
So I was going to bring up the fact, do you remember, like, basically during the pre-order wars on the last console generation, or maybe the one before that, like if you ordered the game from Best Buy, you'd get one certain DLC pack for free. If you ordered it from Best Buy, or like, you get another one. Or did I say Best Buy twice?
Yeah,
because I was thinking specifically of Arkham City, and I was like, oh, I don't know where to buy it, because Best Buy had Robin, but GameStop had Nightwing. And then, like, all of them had the pre-order of early if you got Catwoman. And I was thinking back to the game before it, and I was like, oh, man, Sony had that exclusive play as the Joker level, and, like, Xbox didn't get anything. So it's like, I'm kind of glad we've moved away from some of that stuff, but I could also hey, I ordered the special edition of something, so I should get all the extras. And they're like, no, guess what? Here's a physical version that has something you can't get. That was always the worst.
The most notorious, Soul Calibur.
Yeah, Soul Calibur 4. Yep.
You got one of them, there were Star Wars
characters? No, there was both of them were Star Wars. So, actually, listen to this. Soul Calibur 2 had, of course, the Xbox version had Spawn, Nintendo version had Link,
right,
and the Sony version had Heihachi Mishima from Tekken. And then, like, I don't think there was anybody for 3. I don't remember 3 at all. But then 4 was Star Wars. Yoda was on Xbox. Darth Vader was on PlayStation. And then Starkiller was a secret character in both of them. From The Force Unleashed.
Jeeps.
I know that because I have Soul Calibur 4 on my PS3.
On DVD.
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. Okay. Samantha, so any other games you played or anything like that? I was going to ask, has there been any announcement about the sequel to Stardew, that Chocolatier
thing? Oh, Haunted
Chocolatier?
Yeah, he said he's taking a break on it to work on 1.6. So mostly there's been 1.6 hints dropped, which is fun. Now you can make, well, soon you'll be able to make horseradish jam.
Wow. So you're telling me that guy is doing a whole update just to do horseradish jam?
Well, and you can put hats on your dog or cat. Oh, that's great. There's a new festival. There's going to be a new festival, or two, I think. A main one and a small one. New dialogue, new events. It's not like as big as the last one, but it still seems like quite a bit. I did download Stardew onto my work laptop and a bunch of mods. So,
wow.
There's no corporate software on this thing. And gotcha. I felt like it was okay because I've been, we share our screens a lot when we're on calls with each other or like helping each other with troubleshooting things.
Yeah.
So I have seen somebody with StarCraft on theirs. I have seen someone with Sims on theirs. So I said, I'm going to download Stardew. Seems like I, when I did my one-on-one with my manager, my quarterly review, I saw that he had Steam on his. So I just put Stardew on mine.
There you go. Fair enough. All right, Mikey, what you been playing, pal?
God, I have to go back in time. How long has it been?
Since like, we...
What, two months since we actually...
Talked games, yeah.
So I guess I... In that time, I started Starfield.
Okay.
God, I... played that for a couple of weeks. It was fun, but I don't know, I kept comparing it to other Bethesda games, and for some reason it made me want to start playing Skyrim again on the Switch at night. So then I played Skyrim for a while.
It all leads back to Skyrim with Bethesda. Every game it does, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, and if they would ever remaster Fallout 3, I'm sure I would enjoy going back to that.
Okay.
So then Alan Wake came out, and I played that up until the first... Have you played Alan Wake 2, right, Josh? Did you get it?
No, I have not yet, so I'm very interested to hear what you have to say about it.
Okay. Well, it's they weren't kidding. It's definitely a horror game.
Okay.
Anytime you die, it's gruesome. It's so brutal. But you're playing as this girl who's a detective, and then without spoiling anything, you will also play as Alan.
Okay.
So I got to the first bit where you're playing as Alan. And I kept seeing references to Control.
Yeah.
And so I was like, God damn it. I'm going to have to go. Because I don't want to... Like, I want to get all the references while I'm going through it. So I stopped. And then I went through Control.
Okay.
Which, Jesus fucking Christ, that game is so goddamn hard.
It is. And random.
Well, I don't want to talk about it too much because... No. We got to do that episode with Tyler.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck the difficulty on these later Remedy games. Uh-huh. Alan Wake 2 is really fucking hard too.
Oh, okay.
I'm just on normal, and I was going to do the hardest setting, but then I thought, well, I'll give it a shot on normal because I'm sure I'll go back through it to get the achievements later. Because I kicked the shit out of the first one, but no.
Yeah.
My amazing skill in the first one does not translate to the second one at all.
No.
The combat is way more aggressive, and it's not the same kind of like zapping them with the light and then shooting them, like draining them first and then shooting them. It's just like you press the button and it's a pop of light. But I still can't tell, like, what needs to be done. Does it do much outside of just stun them? Like, do I have to do it first, or do I just... I don't know. It's it's a very unforgiving game that I haven't worked out the mechanics of. But, yeah, I went through Control, so I'll be picking that back up pretty soon.
Okay. So
and then,
so I take it you want to finish Control before you play the rest of Alan Wake 2, is that correct?
Yeah, and I beat the main story, and I beat the Alan Wake DLC, and I just started the Foundation.
Oh, wait, there's an Alan Wake DLC for Control?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh.
Actually, I think it's on sale right now, too, so you can probably get it pretty cheap.
I may have to check that out.
Yeah, it was the second expansion.
Wow.
So... well, no. I'll save it until we
okay.
talk about Control. That one I just beat, though, so it's the most fresh on my mind. Other games. I was going to buy WarioWare, but then I was like, I never even went through the other WarioWare. I'm trying to make myself not spend money.
Yeah.
So I have been playing that on the Switch. And I guess that's it. I'm thinking about getting the voucher and getting Wonder and Mario RPG.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But I have not done that yet either.
Okay. Oh, real quick, Samantha, did you finish Baldur's Gate 3?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm on my third playthrough.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I keep figuring out that there's things I haven't done. And, like, even when I thought I got everything in Act 1, I did not, actually. So.
Oh, okay.
And that's part of the reason I'm switching out the guts, because I want to put mods.
Okay. On a JJ, what about you? Did you beat Final Fantasy 16?
I did.
Okay. All right. So, real quick, what was your build, pal, at the end? What aeons did you use?
So, the problem... Okay, so I had a huge problem with the last act of that game. So,
okay.
It went very Final Fantasy at the end.
Yeah, so yes. I just became just a button masher by that point. And so, I mainly used Titan just so I can just see some cool animations and just... So, there was really no mod. I used Titan and then... Now I'm drawing a blank. The tornado. So I'll start off with the tornado, Titan.
Garuda.
Yeah. Okay. And then just hit him with a bunch of rocks and then just be done. Because right when I picked up the... Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank on everything. But the final sword. And then they gave me like 19 side quests for almost 8 more hours of gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so mad at this game right now. I don't want to continue this anymore. So I went through all the... I just didn't like it. Just because how important... to finish that game, and like, oh, well, will you go look at these fields of flowers with me real quick? And I'm like, did I do something wrong?
Yeah, that was great.
What was that?
That was like, you know, everybody got a little wrap up. Every side character got a little wrap up to their thing.
Yeah, they could have did that in the second act. It's like, that's how I have all the loose ends right before the world's about to end, you know?
yeah.
So, yeah. So
Yeah, so that is funny to think about, but... I'd appreciated them going back to everybody.
Yeah, I'm totally not mad at that they were able to wrap up every loose end. But I guess while playing it, I just did not want to do it. So, but
fair.
So.
That's totally fair.
I gotta say, I think I had the same feeling. Like, all right, I've finally got through this. All right, let's put it into this. Oh, here's 8 hours of side quests.
You know. As much as I liked the content of them, every time I came back and saw a bunch of little exclamation points, I'd be like,
no. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to, but I did like what they were. I didn't like doing them. I liked the results.
Gotcha.
Well,
gotcha.
And then be able to have, and I'm drawing the blank on the name on the sword, but to be able to have that sword.
Oh,
yeah. So to be able to get that. You know, the problem is you had to do all the monster hunts, and then the final two hunts are in, I don't know, it just seems like you could have that sword a little bit longer as opposed to the final.
Oh, you're talking about the actual weapon. I was thinking about the last.
Oh, no.
Oh, like, the, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even bother finishing the hunts because I got frustrated trying to find one of them, and I was like, I'm done with it. I'm not doing this, but.
I think I got that sword, but I was so unimpressed by it. I was like, oh. Yeah, okay.
it was terrible for all the amount of work. So I did all the hunts, got the sword, finished the game, and I'm like, nah, I enjoyed it for 5 minutes. I guess I can play it on the other mode, but yeah, I'm not going to do that yet. Gloomhaven.
I'm waiting for the DLC.
Hope there is a DLC for it. I really hope there is.
They announced two. They announced them, yeah.
Oh, I missed that. Okay, so good news.
Well... I figured out right at the end that you can sort of like switch out. You don't have, you can have like Bahamut equipped and put like a Shiva thing in there. So
you
I
sure
ended
can.
Up with a like, with like mutated icons near the end. So I had like, I liked Bahamut, like, fly around while that thing charges.
Yep.
I think I used either the tornado thing to pull them all in and then just do that. But then also something with Shiva. Shiva had something really good. And then for Odin, the, like...
Yep. The Virgil mode from Devil May Cry? Yep. Yes.
Yeah. And I had that Berserker so that's ring what equipped, so you... did something automatically. And the dodge for me ring.
The dodge for me ring is the key to the Bahamut. Yeah, so I also, much like Samantha, I Frankensteined mine. I basically maxed out everything and then, like, all right, I want your one move, and then I'm going to load you up with all the Titan Aeon moves and the actual move because I hate all your real moves. And then, like, just rocked with Odin for the last of it. I was like, man, I wish you had gotten this earlier. It'd have been so much more fun to go through that game with that move set earlier.
That is one thing I've always disliked about linear games, like RPGs, even though I love them in general. I don't like that, yeah, you get, like, the best thing for one fight, basically, unless you play New Game Plus.
Yeah. I mean, and that is kind of always been the case. Like, that was the thing you were working your way towards in most of those games, but I agree. Sometimes a couple of games do it right, though, where you can get stuff early enough and level it up how you want to use it. That, like I'm thinking of specifically, like Onimusha, you get basically all the moves by midway through the game, and then you can customize how you want to play from that point on.
I like in Final Fantasy XII, there's a very small chance that some of the chests near the beginning have swords that are like something you would get in the last act of the game.
Okay.
So you can find these, like, really rare weapons pretty early if you're lucky. I like that.
Yeah. All right, so I was kind of also steering you guys, asking those questions, because we're going to finish off the kind of the game of the year nominee list with the games that I've been playing.
I did remember another game that I've been playing.
Okay, what was that?
Really quick, it's Firewatch.
Okay.
I went through Firewatch, so I got it whenever I first got the Game Pass last August, and I started it, and the intro is so crazy that I was like, "Ooh, I gotta wait for Angela to see this," because it deals with dementia.
Yeah.
And then I completely forgot about it, and I haven't played it. Damn. And we were listening to Joe Pera's podcast, and he does an episode on video games, and he was talking about Red Dead 2, and then he also recommends Firewatch, and I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that game. And I knew it was pretty short, so I went through it earlier this week. It is very good. It was very... It was very annoying. Like, it took me twice as long as it probably would take anybody to play the game, just because I'm so used to, like, trying to go backtrack and make sure I'm not missing anything. Yep. And this is maybe the most linear game I've ever played. So it's forcing you to go, like, everything is laid out so clear, but I kept bucking that and thinking, like, oh, no, I'm going to miss stuff, so I go completely across the map, only to realize, nope, it's like a point A to point B.
Yep.
You never backtrack.
It's an interactive dark ride.
I remember that actually being my a problem I had with the game when I was playing it, too, a couple years back. That I had the same instinct of, like, I need to go back. I need to double check and make sure I didn't miss anything. So you're not alone there, pal.
It was really good, though.
Yeah.
It was the dude from Mad Men.
He was one of the guys from Mad Men, was the voice.
For the Harry. Game.
Yep.
Oh, Lisa Rinna's husband? You guys should watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Harry. I bet that's Lisa Rinna's husband. I'm going to type now.
Okay.
Okay.
You're typing. All right. So, like I said, I was kind of steering a couple of those last questions for you guys so we could finish up the games of the year list that we kind of had going. inadvertently. Through this year, you know, we've talked about Mike talked about Alan Wake. He's talked about Legend of Zelda ad nauseum. So Samantha talked about Baldur's Gate. I talked about Resident Evil back in the day, and Mike mentioned Mario Wonder. So the first game I'm going to mention that I played was Spider-Man 2. And it came out, and I was super stoked about it. And I platinumed the game in 22 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's short. Opposite?
It's pretty short. Yeah, it's good. It does not quite have the punch of the first game. It's got... They do a real good job of, like, dividing it pretty evenly between Miles and Peter as playing Spider-Man. And I won't give you too many good spoilers or spoilers about the story or anything like that. I hope that they're going to have, like, a DLC pass like they have for the first game, which had, like, 3 additional stories. And they've certainly got it, like, laid out like it can do that. But nothing has officially been announced yet. And I look back, that was the game this year I was so excited to play. And I think I hate to say it kind of did let me down a little, because as good as it wasn't enough in that game. And
it's bizarre that an open world game, you can only find 20 hours worth of stuff to fill it. Even if it's like, it just give fodder to the people that want more time to play it. Like those awful Riddler trophies.
Yeah. I think they were trying, like, that's a fine line, because as I've mentioned before, I hated the Riddler trophies after Arkham Asylum. Like, I thought 100 is a perfect one. And there's actually something very similar to those Riddler trophies in this game. And it's got, like, it has that amount that's, like, it's enough, and I don't know if any more would be annoying, but as someone that, like, bought the premium edition, because I figured if I buy this premium edition, they'll announce, oh, by the way, DLC is coming, and it's part of the premium edition. Never got announced. So, like I said, I've beaten it, and to kind of like warm up for it, I finished Spider-Man 1 again and finally platinumed it. So I was like, okay, I'm definitely ready for it. And I guess, I don't know if it was maybe, I just didn't, like, you can beat it in a long weekend. You really can, all the way through.
So do you think that it's because they got away with selling DLC as a full-fledged game that they're going to try to go that route again? Because wasn't that what Miles Morales was?
There was the unfortunate slip of a CEO from Sony basically saying, yeah, this is just like a 10-hour DLC. And I don't think that's quite fair, because Miles Morales did have a full-blown story with plenty of challenges and stuff like that. And I actually need to go back through and platinum that one. So I don't think it's... I don't want to call it, like, DLC as a game. It's not like The Force Unleashed 2, which literally I beat in an afternoon.
Or, like, Ground Zeroes.
Yeah. It's... I'll call it, like, it's, like, 3/4 of a game. You know, it is enough technically to be a full game, but it's not quite as expansive as other games I've been playing. And maybe that's kind of maybe just the fault of where it landed, like what I was playing it against. Because I also played Starfield. I beat it. Mike, did you beat it?
No.
Okay. So I have beat it through on a first playthrough, and I am going through on a second one now. Kind of like Samantha, there is a bunch of stuff you honestly just can't do unless you make a different choice in that. And I was super impressed by that game. I knew very little about it going into it, but it really kind of hooked me. And I will,
which is surprising to me, because you're usually a lot more tepid to their games than I am.
Yes,
and I had the opposite. There are just so many little things in that game that all amount to me just not getting that into it. Like, I even tried to turn it on last weekend, mm-hmm, after not playing it in over a month, and the missions I was doing, I was like, I'm already bored.
Yeah. And it can get like that. And unfortunately, one thing I will say, this is definitely a Bethesda game. It's got glitches. It has, I think the last report I read, it has 4 or 5 honest missions that have a mission killing glitch. And I encountered...
I have one of those. It was...
Which one did you get?
You have to go talk... Or it's some mission where you have to go back to the Constant.
Okay.
You know the Star Trek ship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I did the actual mission that you do to help them.
Yeah.
But then there's a mission where it's like a family reunion, I think it's called, or something, oh. Where they tell you you have to go back to find it, but it never shows up. Like, it... The map marker is stuck saying that it's going to be in this quadrant, and it's not there.
Oh, I didn't get that one. I got the one where you find the planet of clones of people from history. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Okay, so there's this planet, and it's got all these clones of famous historical people like Genghis Khan, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Ted Bundy.
And they're having... Not well, kind of. H.H. Holmes actually is one of the people considered by many to be America's first serial killer. So you're dealing with this, and the whole thing about this is you're trying to help these guys figure out should they leave the planet or not. And you go do this mission in the cloning lab, and it's like, all right, go back and decode this thing. You have to go to a certain place. I don't recall exactly what. But you come back, and all the doors are locked to their homes. And the mission is talk to these people, but you can't get in. There's nothing you can do to get in. And I was reading about this, and I was like, I can't believe a glitch like this exists. And then, I keep reading, and apparently there's several of these missions that are just busted right now, and they don't have a fix for them.
I hope they are able to patch it without us having to restart these.
Yes.
Games.
Skid was playing it, and he got pretty far, but he got a bug where his ship took off from the planet, and it took the planet with it, and a bunch of NPCs on his ship and stuff disappeared and all kinds of things. So he's scared to go back because that's.
I also had a mission where all the inventory from my ship disappeared.
Wow.
Yeah, that was real fun. Because basically, that's your locker in this game is your ship. I'll say this. I thought they did some really cool stuff. Like, the starship design aspect of it is very cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
That is a lot of fun. I thought they did a real good job of, fleshing out the characters you deal with. They're not as annoying as some Bethesda characters are to deal with, although a lot of people have some strong opinions about certain ones of them. It was good. And like I said, I mentioned Game of the Year because I'm very, very shocked that this is not on the Game of the Year awards.
It's too broken.
It's not a nominee.
See, I'm not shocked by it. The game has so much potential, but it's... I don't know. It's just lacking a lot of stuff. Like the clone planet thing you were just talking about?
Yeah.
I never would have known because this game has completely de-incentivized exploring for a game to have so many planets.
Yeah,
I've traveled to 30 of them on my own, and they're all the same fucking boring ass.
Well, I've heard that only
randomly generated shit. So I was like, well, fuck it, I'm not gonna try anymore.
No, I think there's only maybe 20 planets that have anything to do, and the rest that you can land on are just procedurally generated.
I wish they would have gone way smaller and just made them truly fleshed out experiences. And I'm sure they did it as a shell, thinking, well, we can continue to add to stuff later. But that fucking sucks. I should have just waited 5 years to play this game.
That's why Baldur's Gate 3 did it right. I pre-ordered this game. I paid for it 3 years ago and didn't touch it. The early access didn't hook me. and then they had like 3 years of continuous feedback, and they're still actively patching it and updating things. Yeah. That's game of the year.
Now, I will say though that there is a strong argument for many Bethesda games, Fallout, Skyrim, to wait until the game is out and all the DLC released, and then get the edition that has all of it and has all the patches.
Game of the year.
Yeah. But like I said, I really enjoyed it. Like I said, I know it got rave reviews when it came out, so I was surprised to see it didn't make the list. But Samantha probably has a good point. She talked about it being too broken, honestly, to maybe consider. The other game I played was from Game Pass, and I ended up liking it so much I ended up buying it because it was super cheap. Have you guys seen a game called Vampire Survivors?
No.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
No. This is a genre I don't think we've discussed previously, or if we did, it's been in passing. What's your guys' opinion of bullet hell games?
What is this?
Never heard of that either.
You've never heard of that either. Okay.
Yeah, not good at all.
Like, these are like Gradius, R-Type, those type of...
So like scrolling shooter.
Yeah. So this one is an interesting concept because... You think Castlevania, like literally, and then it's like, all right, instead of like you dodging the bullets, you're going to be the item that produces all the bullets, and you're going to be hit with wave after wave of enemies. And it is the most like meditative game you can play. Like, it's one of those games you have to stop thinking about playing the game to play the game well. You just have to react. And I have had so much fun with that. I think I was playing Starfield, and I was waiting for maybe, like, so my time between finishing Starfield and waiting for Spider-Man 2 was about like 2 weeks. So I spent 2 or 3 weeks playing this game, and it's so much fun. Like, I ended up buying all the DLC, because these are like DLC for like 99 cents for like a level and three characters or something like that. But there's like a whole unlock a bunch of characters aspect to it. Like I said, it's got a real kind of old school Castlevania feel, because it's basically like, all right, we're going to make a bullet hell with Castlevania characters, and all the alt weapons, like the cross, the watch and stuff like that, those are going to be your projectiles in this game. So it gets... like, you get to make combinations and stuff like that. Real fun. I think it may still be on Game Pass. Worth a shot trying it out for a few. You'll probably get hooked just like me. I guess it's...
It's weird that they're not doing another Castlevania with how popular the show seems to be.
Well, you know who owns Castlevania, right?
Konami.
There you go. They've been deciding to not give us games and series we've wanted for a long, long time now. They're now
we're getting a Snake Eater.
We're getting
remake.
A Snake Eater remake. We're getting a Silent Hill 2. Which, did they miss the window? Like, it's coming out next spring. I was like,
yeah.
You really should have launched this during the Halloween or something like that. But
I can't wait to watch someone play Silent Hill.
This was a tough year to to put any game out in.
It is. I think this was a very heavy year for releases, and I'll admit, like, besides maybe Silent Hill 2, there's not really anything on my radar for this foreseeable future.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
We don't know it's Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yes, did you not hear? They announced they're dropping the trailer.
They announced they're dropping a trailer in December, but we don't know what for. Now, we all assume...
Well, Rockstar is always pretty close after they do an announcement.
Yes, and of course, if it is for real, I don't want to get my hopes up. I don't want to be hurt again, Michael. That's my problem here. I
just want it to be a very long single-player experience. Don't give me that online bullshit.
Yes, I will say I will riot if it's like basically...
So sick of online.
If GTA 6 is just... Oh, guess what? It's GTA 5 online. All the time now. I agree.
No, they're saying that it's supposed to be in Florida, and it's like pretty much the entire Southeast.
Yeah, because they've gone back to...
That's where we
Fort
live.
Was, It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Well, I mean, yeah, because think about it. 4 was you go back to Liberty City. 5, you went back to San Andreas, essentially, because it's part of where you are. Yeah. So it just makes sense to go back to, what is it, Vice City?
Yeah. In
Florida. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping it would be the one that they talked about, or it was rumored for years that you would go to all three cities, that they'd all be there. Like, you're a person that goes to all three.
That, honestly, that's what the online should be, is just slowly building their version of America.
Mm, that's a very interesting concept. This is making Go ahead, Samantha.
No, this is just making me think of how they're going to put out a multiplayer, like an online version for Horizon.
Oh.
I'm excited for that, but I hope it's better than y'all's Grand Theft Auto.
Well, apparently
Well, it's got a popular community. It's just, it's not fun to play if you're a casual player.
It's not. I agree with that. Like, it's one of those games that if you have a bunch of friends and you guys always play games together, you're probably going to have a blast with that game. But if you're like me or Mike that is just used to playing GTA 5 and just, I'll wander into the online community, it's a miserable time. It's like
You'll jump into a game and immediately,
yes,
like you just turn it on and somebody's like, so and so just put a $5 million bounty on you.
That sucks.
Like, I don't even say a word.
Or it's like anytime
walk out of my apartment.
Or anytime I'm playing a fighting game and I'm like, oh man, this is so good, I'm gonna go online, and then I just get immediately rolled and I'm like, well, I never want to play this online again. Like, I'll play my brother when he's online. We'll fight each other. That's fun. But other than that, I'm like, no. I think it's one of those things,
there needs to be old people live.
Yes! I was going to bring it up.
Where you leave everybody alone, but still get to experience all the stuff they're rolling out. You can't even listen to the new radio stations that they've added on single player. It's just for the online.
I was going to say, there needs to be a lobby where it's like, I have a mortgage, and you have to show them your monthly statement to be able to get in.
Technically, they do have servers that people do where they try to abide by all the rules.
Yeah.
But even to find those communities and everything, it's so much more work. I just want to experience it, but still be alone.
You know what? And guys, I got to admit it. I'm sure you've seen these comments where it's like, you know what? I work 40 plus hours a week. I don't have the time to beat this game on hard. I don't have the time to beat this game on normal. Guys, I played Final Fantasy 16 on easy.
Me too. I play Baldur's Gate on Explorer mode just because I'm not in it for the combat. Like, you want to play Tactician, that's fine. I'm here to experience this world.
As someone that used to get into the, like, oh, you need to beat it on hard, I just do not have an appetite for that anymore at all.
Nah.
Only when it's, like you said, going for platinum on stuff that you really like, or me getting the achievements on Alan Wake.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a game that I really love, then I'll put a little more work in. But for most of...
Yeah. I was going to say, one thing that really pisses me off was when they lock an achievement behind playing it on a hard level.
Oh, yeah.
Just let people be able to get all the game achievements through playing it on any way they want to play. And
yeah, but then it wouldn't be an achievement.
It is.
It still is.
Single player, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not like...
Yeah. There was still some challenging stuff to do on Spider-Man that not everyone can do. And keep in mind, I am a guy that's played Elden Ring. And, you know, I got pretty far, so I get the whole, like, you got to get good at these type of games. But also, like, I think there's a fine balance of... You know, a lot of people will argue against those type of games for, like, accessibility issues, and I think that is a very valid argument for them. It's like somebody that has, you know, a physical disability can't necessarily play that game, but they'd like to see it. But I think that, you know, nowadays it is good to just be like, especially with as popular as gaming is across the, you know, world and everything like now, I think it is good to be like, there's some stuff in here for people that want it to be really challenging, but... We're not going to, like, gatekeep these games anymore or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I think that's fine.
Yeah, totally.
Like, my friends all play on Tactician Baldur's Gate, and I will not.
So look out soon for our, you have to have a mortgage and filed out it, filled out at least 10 tax returns to play on this server. Mortgage coming, or server coming soon for GTA 5.
I forgot to say that's one another thing I was excited about for Overwatch competitive. They're not quite that, but they're changing it. They're making it better for solo queuers so that you won't get put with like people who are grouped as often or ever, so that you'll be with other solo queuers because it's really hard to climb, you know. Mm. So I'm excited for that. Like, let the groups play together, a solo.
Agreed. Agreed.
I mean, I guess we could make a fun sphere lobby. I have not played it in so long that I don't even know how that stuff works.
I don't either. And I'll be honest, I have been feeling the itch to either play GTA 5 again or Red Dead. I kind of want to play Red Dead.
Somebody posted something on Reddit where I guess it was like a mod for Red Dead where they're flying a UFO, but they're going through the clouds and they're like, these volumetric clouds, this is what flying in GTA 6 is going to be like. Uh-huh. And it was insane.
So I would also, are you think they're going to surprise us with anything besides GTA 6? Like, I would love a remake of 4. I would also love a remake.
I would too.
A remake of GTA
4 was
Red
so
Dead
much
1.
Better than people gave it credit for.
It is, like, in hindsight, it's got a really,
and even the DLC, like, that's what I was missing from 5 is like new characters in that environment. Like, the story for 5 was too short considering how big that map was.
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't have that opinion.
I just thought that there was more to do single player wise, and they could have done it easily by introducing new characters to give you new settings to play in. Mm-hmm. Like, they did a really great job with 4 with Gay Tony and then the Lost and Damned.
Yeah. But like I said, I also joked, you know, maybe we'll get the original trilogy, the good version this time. That would be nice.
I did cave and get the trilogy on the Switch just because it was on sale.
It's always on sale now.
Yeah. It's not terrible. I mean, it's definitely not what they promised.
Well,
but I
luckily still have San Andreas on Xbox. I've got 4 on my PS3, but I don't have 3 anymore. And I don't know if it would be that fun to go back and play 3. Because I remember when it was on iPad, I think you let me know about it and I bought it. And I was like, this is kind of fun. But
you could tell they've come a long way.
Yeah, and I will say now you can link controllers to them. It's a much better thing.
So what do you think of, what about if they announced, say, Bully or,
I would love for them to do a sequel to Bully.
I would love for that to happen too. Like I said,
I don't know how they would do it without just making it a new school, new character, everything.
Yeah.
But that, like, that type of game was great.
It was. Like I said, I hope it's GTA 6, but something just, I don't know, Mike, I think you might have hit it on the head. If GTA 6 is all online, I'm going to hate that. I really am.
Ugh. I can't imagine it will be. They'll have some kind of single player.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons they do all these re-releases is they have so much trouble hanging on to the music and stuff. I don't know if they want to go through all that again. So, and they made so much money off of GTA Online.
Which is fucking ridiculous. Like, how? How are so many people spending so much money? And I hate that they have, because they're like, it's becoming a double-edged sword.
It,
like,
really
that
is.
Is why it's taken 10 fucking years.
Because why would,
in between games,
why would you,
like,
kill
you,
this?
People need to stop playing it.
Yeah. Why would you kill a cash cow to make a new one? I mean, we'll just have to see. Anybody have any other games to talk about or anything?
Nah.
All right. Well.
Oh, what did we speculate? Who does everybody think is going to take
Baldur's
Game of the
Gate.
Year? Or who they hope? That's what I think is probably going to do it. I really hope it's Alan Wake, just because Remini deserves it.
I kind of hope it's Alan Wake 2. I'm just going to say this right off the bat. I know it's like PlayStation's kind of got their money and claws into this thing. I really hope it's not Spider-Man 2. And I'm just going to say it. Resident Evil 4 was good. It's not good enough to be a game of the year. It's really not. So I kind of,
and again, a remake like that should not be qualified.
Yeah.
Like, they already won Game of the Year the first time around.
Yes.
That's enough.
Yeah. And like I said, this is, I'll give it to Alan Wake 2 also just because it's more original than all these other sequels. I'll give it that point too. I don't know. What about you, JJ? Where you think?
I think it's going to be Spider-Man. And the only reason why is, ooh, to your point, it seems like all the stories, like, you know, Sony's still king at narrative storytelling and things like that. And it seems like it's, yep, going to be, you know, the thing. And plus, you know, a way to promote the new Wolverine game if that's coming out next year or 2 years from now.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I think Tears of the Kingdom is deserving as well. I just don't think that they'll win.
Didn't they win for Legend, the first one? Or did they get beat?
Breath of the Wild? I'm not sure.
Hmm. It's been a while. I can't remember. All right. Well, I guess we'll find out here in a couple weeks whether any of us were right on our call. But we'll have to wait until the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.